You're listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates. It is National Volunteer Month, and we are recognizing volunteers who serve with the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. This month, we're going international, or this week, we're going international, as we look at those who serve as volunteers with Mercy Medical Teams. So we're going to head around the globe to one of our partners and who helps organize these Mercy Medical Teams, and that is Steph Schulte. She coordinates a lot of these Mercy Medical Teams, helps them get going, and has been a guest here on KFUO before. Steph, welcome to the Coffee Hour.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be back.
It's a pleasure to have some time to talk with you about Mercy Medical Teams and recognizing our great volunteers. Tell us a little bit about, for those who don't know what a Mercy Medical Team is, which I don't know how that's possible, but because we talk about them all the time here on KFUO, give us paint a little picture for us of what a Mercy Medical Team is and how folks serve as volunteers on these teams.
So a Mercy Medical Team is a group of people, not necessarily all medical people. That's not a requirement to come on one of these. But you do have to be willing to work very hard and run quite a bit over the course of a week. What we do is we work in conjunction with the local churches and with local medical personnel to provide. Generally, we try to do 5 clinic days, free clinic days, where people come, they're seen by nurses and doctors, and whatever medications are prescribed for them, we give to them completely free of charge. And throughout the entire day, we have usually local pastors, you know, giving devotions, having individual prayer with patients who have come through. And our main goal with these is, yes, to provide needed medical care. That's definitely a goal. But the overarching goal is to support the local Lutheran churches so that this gives them a very tangible way to show their neighbors, we love you because Jesus loved us first.
Well, let's talk about one of the volunteers that has served with you on a Mercy Medical Team. Jenny Gray is in studio to talk about her experience. She's a nurse and served on a Mercy Medical Team to the Gambia. Jenny, welcome to the Coffee Hour.
Thanks.
Glad to have you in studio learning about your work as a volunteer on a Mercy Medical Team. When did you first learn about Mercy Medical Teams?
So after I graduated, I always knew that doing a mission trip was kind of something I always wanted to do. So I started actually just researching medical mission trips. Mm-hmm. And I've always had a strong faith, and I grew up Lutheran, went to Lutheran church and school all the way through high school. And so I wanted something that I could, use my medical background with and also share God's word. So I started researching mission trips, and LCMS, Mercy Medical Missions, was one of the first things that popped up when I started researching that. And then I ended up finding their Facebook page and started kind of following their page, seeing the pictures they posted. And I was like, that's something I definitely want to do. And it just seems like from all their posts that they were making such an impact. And then one of their posts specifically was for the Gambia, and they said urgent need for medical professionals for the trip. So specifically, that was the one where I was just like, I feel like this is the trip that I need to go on, and I want to be part of. And so it was a really cool experience for me, and that's kind of how I
What did you
got
picture
into it.
Before you went to the Gambia? What did you picture would be happening? What did you see in your mind as this trip really playing out to be? And then we'll get to what it actually turned out to be.
Yeah. So I knew ahead of time that they really don't have as many resources as us here versus there. And I really wasn't expecting to see as much of a lack of resources that I really did there, and like their living conditions and like just like, you know, recycling and like cleanliness, it was so much different than I had really pictured. I mean, you don't really know until you're actually there how the conditions are and like what they live like, and you know, air conditioning here, not air conditioning there. So
what did you need to do to prepare for this trip?
A lot of preparing for it was really realizing that you can't necessarily prepare for everything that you're going to experience. So, and a lot of it's trial and error and seeing like, you know, what we need to do and what resources we need more of. And, but a lot of it for me was just, it was kind of out of the box for me because, I'm not like a huge talker. So, but I wanted to, definitely go on a trip where I got the chance to talk and to, you know, share God's word and let them know that I was, you know, doing what I was doing to, show them exactly what Stephanie said, show them that, we are doing what we're doing because, and caring for them because God cared for us, God loves us. And so we want to show that love in return.
Stephanie, what happens once you've got a group of volunteers coming on a Mercy Medical team and finally land, they're on the ground? What are the first things you do with your volunteers when they get there?
Frequently, one of the first things we've done is go to church, actually, which is really nice because we often have people fly in on a Saturday and then we can get up and go to church. I say frequently, we've done two of these in West Africa. And so that's what has happened in the first two that we've done. And that's our plan for this one that's coming up in Sierra Leone here in just a couple of weeks. So we get up, go to church. I really like to be able to introduce the team to the local church. And, you know, these are the people we've been talking about. These are the people that have sacrificed a lot to be able to come and serve you. And so it's a good chance for the church to welcome the team and the team to kind of get an idea of what church is like in Africa, because I think Jenny can attest that it's not exactly like it's in the States.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Jenny, on the ground, you visit, you get to know the people a little bit. Tell me about your week there. Who did you meet and in what ways did you get to serve?
Serving wise, when we got there, like Stephanie said, we kind of started to meet with a lot of the church members, and we started there, and we actually worked out of we set up our clinic in a Lutheran school. So that was a really cool opportunity. So met a lot of the young Lutheran members that went to that school and their families. And really, like, there was a lot, like, from a medical standpoint, there was a lot like of wounds and different like ringworm, there were a lot of different medical problems that we were able to help with, which was really awesome. And other people we met, kind of just everyone that was close to the Lutheran school or even like miles away, there were a lot of people that walked to our clinic to come meet with us.
Stephanie, how does a team of volunteers like this connect with and serve the community? How do they partner with the local church? You talked about them, you know, when they're first on the ground, one of the first things they do is come to worship and meet the local church. How do they partner with the local church? How does that help the local church connect with the community?
I hope that this comes through okay, because you're kind of breaking up. Are you able to hear me okay?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, good. The local church's partnership with us is they make sure that we have something to eat at lunchtime. That can be really exciting for some people and not quite so exciting for other people. But they do get, they do provide us with lunch. And then, but the main thing that they do is they come and have a devotion with the patients and, like I said, pray with people individually. And then they have an opportunity to kind of explain to people who maybe didn't know what, that there is a church here, or that, you know, that why a Lutheran church would want to do something like this, and to invite them to come back. And I really liked every morning before we started work, the whole team of Gambians and Americans, we all had a prayer together for the day before we ever started seeing patients. So I really felt like it was a really a big blessing for us. We're able to have all Christian medical people work with us. And I don't know if people are aware of this, but the Gambia is a like 95% Muslim country. So there was no guarantee that we'd be able to get that many Christian medical people to come work with us. But the ones that we got were fantastic. So it was really a good opportunity even for them to kind of share their faith and, you know, talk to patients about it. So my prayer is that, you know, some people who came who maybe before either were totally closed off to the idea of checking out what a Christian is, or maybe just had no idea what the Christian church is all about. My prayer is that they have a better understanding now.
Jenny, having served on this team, Mercy Medical Team, how many days were you in the Gambia?
Like a total of 10 days.
That experience, serving as a volunteer with this Mercy Medical Team, learning about these people, bringing the mercy of Christ to them, now coming back to the U.S., what are some things that, how has this experience as a volunteer with the Mercy Medical Team shaped your vocations here, especially as a nurse? How has it shaped the way that you serve as a nurse, or how has it impacted you as a Lutheran? How has it impacted your faith?
For sure. From a medical standpoint, it's, impacted me like more so when I'm at work, I'm really thinking about what resources I'm using and if I need those resources and how much of those resources do I need? And kind of being very aware of that, because over there, like I said, they don't have a lot of the resources that we have. And it makes me super thankful when I'm at work too, because some of those resources, you know, they're keeping our patients alive. So, versus over there, some of the situations, you know, surgeries and stuff like that happen so easily over here aren't happening over there. And some of their people aren't surviving because they don't have the resources that they need. So that's a huge thing. And from a faith standpoint, it's definitely strengthened my faith. And I've really like felt more drawn to share God's word, even if it's just here, because you realize how much of an opportunity you have to do it here. And over there, it's like, I'm only there for 10 days and I only have this small, you know, time frame to really talk to the people and get to know the people. And so over here, it's kind of really impacted me for people who don't know about Christianity and don't know about Lutherans, to kind of talk to them and work on building a relationship to make that possible. Because over there, it's like we are making an impact, and especially Steph and other nurse missionaries that are full time over there. But it's really about, you know, building that relationship and doing things to show them that, you know, it's about showing love, and it's about, you know, Christianity is about caring and love and really representing God's mercy and love.
Steph, with just under a minute left, how important are volunteers to the mission, the work that we have in, well, around the world, especially where you are in West Africa. How important is this work? How important are volunteers to this work, this mission work?
Well, this work wouldn't happen without volunteers. I can say that without a doubt. We are 100% dependent on volunteers coming from the U.S. to help us do these things.
How can we find out more about opportunities to serve with Mercy Medical Teams?
So there's a website, lcms.org/mercyteams. And all the upcoming teams are listed there and how you can, you know, start looking into whether you want to be a part of one and the requirements and the things that are asked of you.
Steph Schulte, thanks so much for being our guest on the Coffee Hour today, helping us learn more about Mercy Medical Teams.
Thank you very much.
Jenny Gray, volunteer with the Mercy Medical Team, recent team to Gambia. Thanks so much for being our guest and sharing your story today on the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates. That does it for the Coffee Hour. The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO, the listener-supported broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit kfuo.org or text KFUO to 41444. KFUO, Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.